That then takes us to vadadustuximab, also known as SGN-CD33A, which was, at least preclinically, supposed to have a better safety profile than gemtuzumab. There was a single-arm study of vadadustuximab that used it as a single agent in patients with relapsed and refractory acute myeloid leukemia that showed that about 20 to 30% of patients entered a complete remission. This is what I was talking about. There was then a combination study giving that drug with hypomethylating agents, which showed an overall response rate of about 70%, so very encouraging. But then there was a randomized phase 3 that got stopped early because of toxicity associated with the combination, which I think is primarily related to myelosuppression.